Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First of all, congrats to A&M. They're a good team, play a unique style, and so congrats to them. I'm proud of how we fought. Disappointed in the loss. I thought we did a lot of really good things to be in a position to win the game. 6 minutes, 23 seconds left. We're up 4. We've got to be able to close in that situation. We have to have the mental stamina and the physical stamina to be able to make better decisions offensively and defensively in those situations, which we did a lot from the 12-minute mark of the second half when we were down 12 until that moment. But kudos to them because they made us pay. They made some big-time shots and some big-time plays, and so give them all the credit. But I'm proud of how we fought. We put ourselves in a position where we had an opportunity to win a basketball game against, a team I think is a good team, but we didn't do enough to do that.
Questions for Moyes? Thanks, Moyes.
Thank you.
Coach, are you curious coming into this about how the team would handle the press?
I was very nervous, really curious, especially, knowing that we weren't going to have Papa, so the front court depth was going to be a challenge, especially with experience. I thought the minute and 40-something seconds that Kieran came in, I thought he did a really good job, but I was curious how we would do. I thought the first half, we handled it well. The start, the second half, we didn't. And then just, I thought it wore us down a little bit as the game went on.
How did you feel Amari, especially, and just, it seemed like he was handling the ball a lot. They were trying to take DeMarco out of it. What did he do?
I thought he did some good things. If you look at the stat line, he had 8 assists and 2 turnovers. So I thought he did some good things there. But he made some mistakes, like we all did. With some decisions and some forced shots that we got to clean up. But I thought for the most part, I loved how he competed, and I thought he did a good job at times making some really good passes, really good reads.
Jeff, do you feel at times, sometimes the guards are hesitant to take a shot?
Not really. I think Barry tonight was. The past few games, Barry has shot the ball really well since Bucknell. And one of the things we've talked to him about is that teams are trying to run him off the line now. And I thought he was thinking about that too much. I thought for him to take 1-3 tonight, that's not good. I thought he passed on some, maybe because he's thinking about that instead of just playing the game. That's where we have to help him continue to grow because he's playing awfully well right now. But I think there's more that we can tap into. But I don't think, we're hesitant. I don't think, you know, some of our decision making at times isn't great. We have to improve there.
Jeff, they went 20-for-22 from the free throw line. How big is the difference?
It's a huge difference. You know, for a team that presses and uses their hands and is physical, it's amazing. We shot 11 free throws, two of them which were a technical foul. So it's really 9 free throws that we shot. That's interesting. Usually when a team presses and picks up and is physical like they are, you know, when I thought we tried to do some things. But, you know, credit to them for making 20 of 22. We have to get better at the foul line. I know it. We try to work on it. It's a way to stop runs. It's a way to extend runs. We had some big misses, but we have to continue to get better at that.
I guess when you're looking at Barry, I mean, he might have been hesitant to pick him up, but rebounding seems to be everywhere.
Yeah, he played great. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just think it's more. He played terrific. He was outstanding. But, you know, we want him shooting more than 1-3 in a game.
Stamina is, you know, mental and physical is something you mentioned after the West Virginia game as well. Here tonight. I guess is that something that can be developed in practice, or does it have to be the guys playing a lot in games?
I think both, but we have to have bodies for practice. You know, we've been, you know, banged up a little bit, and, you know, guys not able to practice, and so it's tough, you know, right now in practice, just because every day I don't know who I'm going to have. And, you know, we've had times where we've had 9, 8. And so, you know, it's tougher to do it in practice. We try to simulate it with some non-contact things because, you know, certainly we don't want anyone else to get injured, and we lose some guys and have some, you know, guys aren't having time. Like Biba's practiced twice and then he played today. And so he's not going to have the stamina, because it's not like we're working our butts off in practice, but we have to be mindful. I have to be mindful of everything that we're doing. But to me, it's the mental stamina. It's the toughness. It's the, you know, when we get down, like, we have to be able, the body line, all of those things go into it, like, where you got to get out of it. And we did. Like, I was proud of that. Like, we really did. Like, we were down 12 and all of a sudden we're on a 16-0 run. And, you know, the little bit of the crowd that we had was good, and there was energy. And there's a timeout, I think, during that time. And, you know, we talked about finishing. And, you know, during that stretch when we came back out, you know, we run into a screen and Dominguez gets a 3. Like, we can't run into a screen. We did an unbelievable job on him in the first half, and we didn't do a good job on him in the second half. We have a couple of turnovers, which leads to him getting a 3, you know, offensive rebound. You know, we don't stay in front of a guy. It's all of those things that you got to lose yourself into. Just win, man. Just making plays to win, instead of I can't make a shot, or man, I haven't gotten a shot, or all of those things. That's what I mean, where we collectively as a group have to grow. I mean, even your question, like, Noyes didn't score last game. Like, we won last game. Like, but that's what I mean. That's what these kids deal with. And that's what we're trying to get them out of. Like, it should strictly be about winning, not about how many points you got. And that's fighting human nature, because that's the biggest thing. But, you know, the really good teams, and I've coached some really good teams. I've been a part of some really good teams. I think this team has a chance to be a good team, but it won't be a good team unless everyone's mindset is on how do I affect winning? I'm not saying we aren't. I'm not saying that, but we have to do it at a higher level consistently in order to be the team that we want to be.
Jeff, what made Aggie so difficult to defend?
They do a really good job with him. At times in the first half, we switched. One of the big things is that we wanted to try to take threes away. They're averaging 12 made threes a game. They're in the top 5 in the country in attempts and makes. And they really, really do a great job of that. So we didn't mind giving up some of the twos. That was part of our strategy. The last 4 games, they're averaging 102 points per game. For the season, they're averaging 93.6. And so we felt like if we could keep them in the 70s and low 80s, that would give us the best chance. And the best way to do that is to not turn it over. That's where they get threes. and then to keep, stay out of rotation. So to contain dribble penetration, because most of their threes come off of passes, off of dribble penetration and in transition. And so part of it was strategy to maybe give up some, not just give them up, but if they're making twos, that's keeping them away from threes. But he's a good player. He's an older guy. He's a fifth or sixth year guy. Was a really good player at USC last season. Averaged almost 10 points a game, about 6 rebounds the last 10 games of the year. He was about 15-9. So he's older. He has experience. He's good. He's got a great competitive spirit about it. It seems coaching against him, seeing him out there, seeing how he communicated with his teammates. And he seemed to be all about winning, because I've seen games where he hadn't scored that much. And he's been the exact same guy. And so that's a good guy to have on your team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Roman's at right now as far as developing a little more consistency from long range and at the charity.
Yeah, well, he's in his head. He's a freshman. Everything's extremely fast for him. Again, he's a freshman that didn't have a summer. All of this stuff is new. Like you've heard me say over and over, he didn't get here until the end of until the second week of September. And so he's been with us doing this just for a couple of months. I think he's fatigued already. Most freshmen hit a wall. Normally it's around January for him. I think it's hit him a little bit right now. Partly because this is the first time he's done basketball exclusively. Basketball has always been the secondary thing for him. His main sport was rugby. And so all of this is new for him. But I thought he did some good things in the second half for us. Finished, you know, he did some really good things against Ohio State. He's a good player. We just have to help him continue to get better and not get down on himself.
You've obviously coached against guys you recruited before, but I think this might be maybe the first time you've coached against somebody who played for you. I mean, how was it seeing?
Yeah, it was the second time coaching against Noah Collier when he was at William & Mary. It was fine. I mean, I root for Fetty. He was a big part of us changing, you know, what we did here. And, you know, the last 3 years we're fourth in the league in wins. Not a lot of people know that. Fetty was a big part of two of those teams and probably the two best teams. You know, last year we were good until we got hurt. But Fetty was the anchor on that team 3 years ago and then 2 years ago with Bub and Blake and Lowe and those guys. And so Fetty will always have a special place here, in our program with me. I'm glad our fans treated him well because he was a fan favorite when he was here. And I have rooted for him when he was at Texas Tech, and I didn't root for him tonight, but I'll root for him the rest of the year. I hope great things happen for him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.